The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Greetings from Kalamazoo, Michigan, to all our friends and listeners around the world. I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis, a chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and this is Speaking of Health, of course, on Voice America. Here we are in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's a pretty Midwestern college town, home of the fantastic Western Michigan University Broncos, the Kalamazoo College, and of course, the spectacular Kalamazoo Promise, which guarantees a higher education to your children, free of charge, just for attending Kalamazoo Public Schools. Here in Michigan, it's a traditional summer activities. All of them are winding down and a new school year is winding up. My grandchildren in Georgia, Louisiana, and California are already back in school. But for kids in here in Kalamazoo and my grandchildren in Seattle, the first day of school comes after Labor Day. For teachers, of course, it's a whole nother story. For the past few weeks, the teachers have been back in their classrooms, getting them cleaned up, set up, organized, and decorated. Talk about dedication, not to mention determination, because they're doing this at no charge, of course. And sadly, in our current culture, for the most part, our teachers are so underappreciated. For instance, did you know that Forbes magazine reports that 92% of all teachers spend out of pocket for classroom supplies an average of $500 per school year? That's $500 of their own money. How many of you do that for the company you work for? How many of you expect your teachers to do that? Too many. Our friend Fran is a retired teacher, and she spreads the word on Facebook saying, when you see a teacher, reach into your pocket and give them 20 bucks towards their supplies, along with a thank you for your service. I like that idea. Another good online funding source to look through throughout the year is donorschoose.org. Teachers post needs and projects with their expenses figured out to the penny, and people from across the country pitch in and help. Now, these are public school teachers for the most part, and yet they have to ask for support. Why isn't that being paid for by the public schools? Now, you got goofy legislators, that's why. Over the years, we've been part of that process by supplying yarn for an art program, books for every child. We bought stools to sit on to replace big clunky desks for a reading center, plus other projects. Check it out at www.donorschoose.org. And also check out GoFundMe.org, a similar organization. Of course, the two biggest contributions we can possibly make to demonstrate our support for our schools and our children, as well as the teachers, is to volunteer at the schools and vote. Get these bums that are looking for another payout from Alec or the Koch brothers out of office and vote in somebody that's interested in the American way of public education. So welcome to Speaking of Health, where we communicate and look to raise healthy communities as a foundational element in creating our healthy lives. And we're always looking at health, too. And health we look at from a very broad perspective. We recognize that there's a health balance for each of us. rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and chiropractic care, spinal integrity. Those five elements give us the best opportunity to maintain ourselves as healthy as we possibly can be, as healthy as we were meant to be. And when we look at health, we have to recognize that we're not just talking about physical health, or not just feeling good, but recognizing that we as human beings are multidimensional in nature. We're a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual being. And all of those elements have to be in perfect harmony if we're to be as healthy as we can be. And we're not talking, again, about free of disease only. We're talking about optimal health, peak potential, being the soul that you were meant to be here on the planet, to bring your blessings in the highest level to all those that you reach here. The health balance, optimal health, all these different things. And it's my goal here at the show to give us the opportunity to experience people that are expert in that those different fields, rest, exercise, good nutrition, all of those elements. And so today we have a really interesting person today. Her name is Jessica Crystal Joy. And Jessica has been studying spiritual and self-improvement techniques since 2001. She provides articles and workshops and presentations geared towards women being confident in speaking their desires and requirements in their life and to their community, using their intuition and deep connection with their bodies to express who they truly are. She's known for quickly establishing an environment of safety and expansion while incorporating the many tools of mastery systems in her work to go beyond a person's past limited belief systems. She provides practical ways to be free and live from a deeper empowerment state of being. Jessica's well-educated. She has a BA in psychology and is a certified Tantra educator, a certified angel intuitive guide, a professional speaker, a certified yogi, creative writer for multiple e-blogs, and today she's our featured guest on Speaking of Health. Welcome, Jessica.
Hello, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
So good to hear your voice. Tell us, what is a feminine empowerment educator? What is it that you do?
Great. I'm sure most people, when they see my title, have that same question in their head. It's great to get out of the way first and foremost. So I call myself a feminine empowerment educator because I take all the knowledge that I've gathered and I continue to go and gather and share specifically with women how to be empowered in their lives. Now, empowered means, or some synonyms that connect with that, is having authority in your life, which is something in the history that we have here in the United States women lack in. So that's something I help to bring to the table to get us up to speed with. Another one is taking action in your life and having confidence, which, as we see on today, so many women are saying they're unconfident about their body, they're unconfident with their relationships, they're unconfident with being able to make choices, maybe with their careers. And so I take the mind, body, and spirit aspect that I've learned and share with people, specifically women, to make things better.
I see. Now, when you mention that lack of confidence in the various areas of their life, does that seem to you to be something that's been getting progressively worse as time goes on lately?
Well, I like to take things in an individual manner, because when we get to generalities and we say things, and everybody usually says this, all the sorts of people do these sorts of things. People with maybe glasses always do this, or people that live in this state act this way. It can be extremely hurtful because you have not met every single person in that particular group that you're talking about, and you might be painting descriptions that aren't true. So my particular experience is there's actually kind of two camps in my working with people. There are women who are gaining momentum and finding that confidence and taking charge of their life and going through the ups and downs of being empowered. And I'm seeing some women that are even more and more moving away from that and shying off and kind of tagging on to other reasons of why they can't do things.
I see. So, and I really appreciate and admire what you're doing when you say you take it on an individual basis, because that is so important in our country today. How did you come about this work?
Well, I came about this coming from a place of a natural learner. I am one of those eternal students that you hear about. I actually spent 4 years in college, so I'm not one of those people that have spent a lifetime getting their degree, but I'm someone that's always learning, always growing, and I feel the more that we know and the more vocabulary we have to express what we like and don't like in life, the easier it is to control what goes on with us. And so I found my modalities that I bring to the table just through my personal sharing. But the reason I felt called to share was a personal experience of one of the lower parts of my life and seeing the lack of help around and the lack of discussion about this with all the people that are in this sort of work of empowerment and spiritual gurus. I was saying when I was in one of my low points, what about me? What about the challenges I'm going through? I don't see anyone talking about this. And once I was able to pick myself up, I decided to go out there and start championing this for people that are looking for a voice.
So we have some practical experience speaking, not just book learning, but actual true knowledge from direct experience.
Yes, and I think that's one of the key points I like to bring up whenever I'm talking to anybody, is I believe our society has put away the experience and been championing the book knowledge too much, realizing and moving away from the fact that it needs to be a balance. Let's say, for example, something more practical. We've talked a little bit about the education. We're now extending the experience of going to school and oftentimes minimizing the actual work experience. And that, as we see, is kind of hurting the younger generation. It can also go for the more actual experiences of life and relationships and personal growth. If we're just reading books about how to improve our life and how to take charge, not taking action, it's not helping us, because we learn a lot from actually diving in and experiencing.
That's so important. I think that might be one of the reasons why in some of our schools we have a lot of trouble with the educational process, simply because we expect kids to learn out of books, and books aren't life. Books are about life. We shouldn't be learning about life. We should be learning in life, with life. And what you bring up, I think, is so important. We're going to go to a break right now, and when we come back, let's go into how you go about helping people and who are the type of people that you work with. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis speaking of health, and we're speaking today with Jessica Crystal Joy, feminine empowerment teacher. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health, with Feminine Empowerment Specialist, Jessica Crystal Joy. And Jessica, who are some of the people that you help, and how do you help them?
I mostly work with women from the ages of 20 to 45. And immediately when I tend to share that information, I typically get some backlash saying, why cut off at 45? Why don't you work with older women? And my answer to that is a very valid response. I'm personally in my late 20s, and my experience of being out there and working and connecting with of women is that women older than 45 typically don't really connect with me as much. They have had a lot of life experience. And so while I think empowerment can work with all ages, I set my limit at 20 to 45 to get people who are more connected to the message and are able to connect with me as their supporter. So
that's kind of a neat idea. I can see why you are a specialist. In a certain category, you make connections and you do the best job there. Outside of that, it sort of tails away a little bit in terms of connection. And I like that idea that you like a personal connection with the people. That makes it heart to heart, not just brain to brain.
Definitely. And because we can and often do talk about a lot of challenging situations that they might have been experiencing for a good portion of their life, having that ability to trust me and to feel a safe environment and safe bubble that I create for them in order to be vulnerable to move forward is very important. And so some of those challenges that they might be going through is looking in the mirror and feeling disgusted with what they see back, having a mental knowledge that they really need to love themselves, love what they look like, but having a real trouble putting it into practice. Maybe they're going through experiences where they feel like the stub or the brunt in their relationships, be it romantic or family. They don't feel like they're being heard, and they're tired of trying and almost frustrated with relating to other people. And they might be confused or conflicted in their personal romantic relationship. They want to enjoy connecting on an intimate physical level with their partner, but they feel shy, embarrassed, or disgusted, and they're not quite sure how to find that personal confidence in themselves first to enjoy the relationship that they work so hard to get into. Those are usually the challenges that I help people move through.
Now, considering those challenges, what are your talents and actually, I guess, techniques to bridging the gap between them and helping people empower themselves?
One of the first things that I always do, and I like to share this everywhere and anywhere I go, is I am not putting myself out there as a guru. I'm in fact challenging that guru, go to one person who knows it all, has everything figured out for them, and is above everyone's perspective on the whole spiritual kind of healing. I am coming to these people saying that we have a lot of knowledge. Oftentimes in our society, we say things like, I just had a knowing about it, or I had a gut feeling. I'm getting us back into that using, being aware of the language we're using, being more conscious and aware of what our thought process is going, getting us to be comfortable in using Tantra yoga to get back into our bodies, and not just getting back into our bodies in order to have great intimate relationships. That can be great too, but we can find a confidence level in a way that we have a real relationship, so we're working with it. We're not working against it, or we're not just trying to fix it. And so those are some of the many ways that I also bring in healing. And the angel side is for people who are open to it, because I'm someone that can be very woo-woo, as we say. And it can just be a compliment to that aspect of having a connection to something bigger than you, supporting you through this.
Now, one of the things with when we talk about yoga, I mean, people usually think of yoga as yoga, and that's all the same. But there's different kinds of yoga, and specifically, what is Tantra yoga compared to the other types of yoga, for example?
That is so true, and it's kind of great, and it's kind of a burden in my perspective at the same time. I think it's wonderful that so many people in the United States know about yoga, that it's so accessible. I'm sure it would have been harder for me to start into becoming a yogi, which means somebody that practices yoga, back in 2001, if it wasn't starting to gain popularity. But the other problem I notice, as you say, is people have one idea. It's doing poses, people that are flexible, people that look like a certain body shape, a body image, or it's supposed to be people that have a certain amount of money, and that's actually extremely false. The word Tantra and yoga are both Sanskrit terms, which Sanskrit is basically a language they used to use in India. It's kind of a dead language, though, like Latin. So don't expect to go over to India speaking Sanskrit and having the people exactly treat that as how they normally talk. And what Tantra means is expansive liberation. Yoga means union of mind and body. And so the way that it's different compared to what most people think of as yoga now is what we do is we connect sound, so using our voice, doing different sorts of work with our voice, using different styles of touch on ourselves or on others, depending on what you do. And it's also doing the ability to use our energy, to become a master of our energy, to get connected to expansive. And it's becoming a master of being comfortable in our body, even when it's sad or even when we're going through challenges, using the visualizations and the sound and the techniques that we get in yoga to have a daily practice. This was the original householder, and the practice that we see is actually something that people that left their homes and left their jobs did, and they would originally study with one person forever until they felt they had a level of mastery. So it's in a sense kind of going back into what the original way of yoga was practiced.
So this is sort of a practical yoga, as opposed to an ascetic yoga or something like that?
It definitely is. One of the things that we do is learning how to ground. And for those of you who might not have heard that, grounding is a way to feel comfortable and stay fully present. Oftentimes when we go through challenging experiences or even too much joy or too much happiness, we tend to have a fight, flight, or freeze response. And those are all ways that we're kind of checking out. We're not fully inside feeling what's going on. Our breath might be closed or very short. So those are all examples of how we're not fully experiencing it and we're kind of leaving to just feel. Using Tantra yoga and grounding is being able to be comfortable and having mastery and experiencing those challenges and not having to fight, flight, or freeze or shortening our breath. We're able to continue to breathe deep, getting that oxygen in our lungs and in our mind so we're able at a better level to go through those challenging times. That's just one of the many ways that Tantra yoga is a way to practically use it in our day-to-day lives.
So we get to basically keep most of who we are in the present situation that we find ourselves through these different practices, which helps to train us to stay, to express who we truly are.
Yes, and I think it's so important because we're taught, unfortunately, at very young age in socialization, be it at the kindergarten playground, stop crying, stop feeling, you're too emotional, you have to suck it up, or don't be sad, just put on a happy face. So we're often taught not to trust our emotions, and we're not taught that these are actually tools that we can use. So this is going back and erasing all of that programming we might have experienced.
Yeah, I can remember. Now, of course, you have to realize this was last century, but I can remember in school, we had an auditorium teacher who told us, never be a me firster. Me firsters are bad. So, you know, if you take that literally, every time you came to open a door, you would open the door for someone else. And if everybody opened the door for someone else, there was never a person going through the door because you didn't want to be the first one through. You wanted to open for others. And while her intention of being polite and being aware of the other person was probably what she was trying to get across, it always struck me as absurd that, oh, no, you go first. No, no, you go first. No, you go first. I'm okay. You go first. And then pretty soon we're doing this politically correct nonsense, which seems to be one of the biggest forms of non-communication and miscommunication, this idea of political correctness that we have going on in our country today.
Yes, and that goes back to one of the things that I have learned and I bring in with my work, conscious language. Conscious means being aware of. And in fact, we live in a society where if we don't have the words to express what's going on, then that does literally hinder our perception of the world. And because we are living our lives, our perception is what is our ability to change things, to make things feel happier or sadder. That's really a real key component to improving our lives. So with that conscious language, it is a different perspective to say, yes, it's nice to be mindful of others, but it's also okay to love yourself compared to don't be selfish, be humble. In fact, that's something that was trending on my personal Facebook a while ago, what the actual definition of humble means. And if that was something we really want to be a part of, the definition actually is, if you look it up, says somebody who has low social, administrative, or political rank is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance, or it's lowering yourself or someone else in dignity or importance. So again, it's going back to really taking time to think about what we're putting in our brain, what we're communicating to others, and what we want to bring to the table. I think
that's
it's good to be modest. It's good to say, I don't know everything, but to humble yourself, to lower yourself, and to not acknowledge what you bring to the table is something completely different.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's, I think much of our society is created so that that's somehow appreciated, so those who aren't humble can gain more control and exert it over the populace. We've got to take a break right now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health, and we're speaking with Jessica Crystal Joy today, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health, with Jessica Crystal Joy. And Jessica is a feminist empowerment specialist, and she does this empowering of women between the ages of 20 and 45. And very wisely, she's a specialist in that area because that's where her greatest strength is, which means her greatest empowering abilities are there, which helps to draw that out with those that she works with. And so tell us, Jessica, how can people locate you? What's your web address?
I have a few places online you can locate me at. One of the pluses of being somebody in their late 20s is I have learned and gone on the sea of being online savvy, which I think is really the next stage of being in a business, especially if you're an entrepreneur. So my actual website is http://jessicacrystaljoy.com, and that's all one word. I'm also on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook with Jessica Crystal Joy. It's all pretty simple. And that's one of the things I like to do for people who are yes for working with me. Make it easy to give the person have an educated yes.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the ways to know that you're on the right path. If it's easy and all the doors you have to go through are pushing outward, and you just kind of can go right on through, I think that's a sign you might be on the right path, as opposed to constant struggle and anguish and pain and suffering. You know, that might be a path too, but when you can walk on cement, why walk on broken glass? And so tell us, what are the ways you work with people? What are some of the things that you do, and what are your favorite ones?
Sure. So I work with people a few ways. I do one-on-one sessions with people that need or really are looking forward to focusing on specific issues, just themselves, and really getting to the nit and gritty of it. I also work with people in workshops and presentation settings. So this is more for people that like immersing themselves into a topic that aren't necessarily focusing on their particular issues, but learning more about what's going on with the topics that I talk about. I also have for people that might be lower on their income or just wanting to try me out, a Fiverr.com gig where I do an angel oracle card reading for them. And that's on my website if you want more information. So it's just a smaller, simple way to get my guidance and my knowledge to see if they would want more.
Okay. Now, and how did you acquire your skills? We mentioned a little bit about experience. You weren't struck by a bolt of lightning or anything and suddenly had all these spiritual gifts. But it came about through your actual experience. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So as I alluded to earlier, what really got me fired up to start putting myself out there as a professional in teaching was being in a relationship in a period of my time and having a moment by myself where my partner was out at work and wondering, how did we get here? Why do I hate myself? Why am I so confused about where we're moving forward? And why am I considering being a nun for all the wrong reasons? The relationship I was in was one where I was definitely humble, putting myself behind and putting my other partner's needs first, and then not expressing how this was affecting me time and time again. I was experiencing challenges with our physical intimacy and letting it affect me so bad that I was deciding maybe I don't even want to explore how to make this good. Maybe I don't want to have good physical intimacy and I can just suffer for the rest of my life and not do anything about it and figure out how to just settle.
It's amazing. Go ahead.
After things just kind of came to a head, because this was obviously not a relationship that was extremely healthy, I said, I need to do something because I'm not going to sit here and hurt emotionally, intimately, and physically anymore. And unfortunately, when I started discussing these challenges with my partner, they weren't ready and the relationship eventually ended. But what that did was allow me to deeply connect with these women who might tell me, I love my partner, but I'm ashamed of what I look like. Help. Or they might come to me and say, how do I find love again? Because I've put myself so far back, I don't even know what I want. And that connection is priceless. And if I had to go through that to help somebody else and to nip it in the bud so they don't have to go through what I did for 4 years, I'll take it.
That's a wonderful opportunity and a real heartfelt expression for your fellow men and women out there. And I think that's really interesting. And it's so cool. I think we end up doing the things that we're meant to do, sometimes by our own design, sometimes by spirit's design. And usually always by spirit, but sometimes we're more aware of it than others, and we end up having to go through some horrible experience before our eyes open. And we go, wait a second, I'm more important than this. And we get away from that do for others while you don't do unto you. And then finally we wake up and the world becomes a different place when we simply say, here I am, here's what I have, these are my strengths. Here, world, let me share my heart with you. I think then the doors open and we have this opportunity to really share our blessings with the planet.
Yes, and I think it's a twofold path. I think sometimes those challenges will come up and you have to experience it to get better. But I also believe that we can reprogram ourselves or rewire ourselves to start learning how to change and move forward for joy and not change and move forward to avoid getting hurt, to avoid getting judged, but actually learning, I'm going to move from what makes me happy to what makes me happy. Because a lot of people, I believe, have been experiencing just what I see through our media, through the songs we sing, et cetera. I'm going to change now because it hurts too much to go forward. And it doesn't always have to be that way.
Yeah, we don't have to wait until that happens. We can make the choice before pain sets in. And I think when we make that choice and we learn how to do it through people like you, then the journey to happiness is a whole lot shorter and we get to spend more time there in the state of joy, which is the natural state for us. I truly believe that's our natural state and that pain and suffering are actually optional things.
I totally agree with you that pain can definitely be something that doesn't have to happen all of the time. And this can be something I want to plug in here about the languaging we say. Pain is something that is real, but oftentimes we use in our language, I hurt, you hurt me, this hurt me. And hurt is more of a mental concept, something that we create. And so going back to that, as soon as we admit what's going on and we can say instead of, oh, well, this hurt me and I can't explain why, to I experience pain when this happens, we can say, hey, guess what? When I experience pain in my body, I take action. I take Advil. I call a doctor. I get a massage. I get chiropractor work done. Usually that's an indication that you take action because something is not, as you say, in alignment. But if something's hurt, what do we exactly do? I think that can be one of the things that we might unfortunately use to stall ourselves from taking action in our life.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The power of language is extraordinary in its effects. And like you're saying, you know, you hurt me or you're killing me. It's like, well, hold on a second now. Where's my responsibility and my accusation there? It's been my experience. Nobody hurts anybody else unless they're physically beating them up, as opposed to using your hurting me as a way of manipulating them into getting what you want. We need to be responsible. We need to be responsible for our own actions, our own feelings, our own thoughts. And we can do that in a loving way.
I definitely agree. And I believe part of it is a lot of people or that I have interacted with who are on that side that I said earlier, who are afraid, will often say, or I'll read, or I'll hear them say, nobody's doing it around me. I don't know what taking action in my life is about. Or they're afraid. I'll hear people come to me and say, well, if I'm making my own actions and there's no one else to blame and I'm not being a victim, what happens if I fail? What happens when I'm finally taking action and I don't get what I wanted or desired? my response is, that's actually taking another level of life and realizing that we aren't just failures and successes. We're a sum, and that failures are not a reflection of our talent, our heart, and who we are. Going back to all the favorite popular tales that you see about how Walt Disney was a failure, that Albert Einstein took so many times to finally get the electric bulb to work, and all these other very famous, very popular, influential people, they all went through failure. And so it's just taking a step up so we can remove that failure equals bad person in our society. That's something that's erased, hopefully, by the actions we do day by day. That failure equals this plan does not work. Let's try and redirect another plan. That means we need to adjust, find something else that will work.
That's a good point. That's a good point on that. Let's take a break here. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, speaking of health, with the wonderful Jessica Crystal Joy. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Oh, welcome back, Dr. Michael Cudlis here. And Jessica, in that last exchange, you brought up a real interesting point in what you were saying, and that's that we cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Things that happen in our lives, mistakes or errors, there's no sense dwelling on those and making us wrong about them. It's just like, oh, okay, that plan doesn't work. Let's move on. You know, I talk to my patients in the office about in the movies. When they're telling the story in the movies, if the actors flub a line during a scene, they have to take the scene over. It's another take. And in effect, in our lives, we have a mistake. And they've made a mistake. We got to do it over. So if we make a mistake, it's just a mistake of the scene. And we need to go back and find another way to make it successful and to do it right. And I think a lot of times we tend to dwell on our mistakes and not enough on realizing, oh, okay, that doesn't work. Let's move on. It's much shorter to go, okay, let's shoot the scene again, than it is to go back and punish ourselves and beat ourselves up and go, oh, what's wrong with me? It's like, oh, I flubbed a line? Okay, let's just do it over.
I totally agree. And my personal take on this And why we keep doing this to ourselves is, for me, a little bit of genetics and how back in the days when we were evolving and we weren't as civilized as we were, being able to point out mistakes and errors survived us. Being able to distinguish between the poisonous and the non-poisonous plants would mean that we have another day to live compared to eating something that might cause us more injury and definitely shorten our lifespan. And being able to figure out all of those things back in the day when we had real, actual physical threats to us on a day-to-day basis, I think, really help move us forward. As we say now, we are not in that same time period. Kind of like on the aspect of women, we have in our bodies a natural clock. So even if you're somebody who is child-free or doesn't want to have children, we will still go through, when that time comes in our growth, that feeling, or maybe a loss of wanting to have a child just because of the hormones that goes on. And I think part of the aspect is recognizing that, hey, this is what's going on with my body. And as I said earlier, using it to connect, not using it to run away or push it off or make it better. Saying, well, thank you for giving your advice. I now am able to love you and move on with this. Or I can make you wrong and say, oh, now I'm wrong because I know I shouldn't be wrong, and all this drama about it.
So that's the important thing, the drama. It's to a certain degree, our society is made up of drama kings and queens. You know, my bad, my mistake. I did it. You know, it's like, move on. All right, it doesn't matter. Let's just get on and make this successful. The end result is more important than punishing you along the way.
Yes.
So, what else would you like to share with us? We're coming up to the end of our show already. What would you like to share with us about you, your strengths, and how you can be of service to the world?
Well, I always like to end my calls or wherever I'm speaking with at least one tip or trick that people can use to put in their day-to-day life. So if you never hear from me again or you never contact me, at least I know that I could make an impact if somebody tries this out. And at the end of the day, what keeps me going, why I decided to be a teacher first and foremost, is to start positively impacting. And as I said, sharing the voice for people that aren't seeing their questions or their concerns being answered. So I'd like to do a quick little tip or trick on how to make your life better. Since we've been talking a lot about languaging, what I'd like to do is put in this little simple word, oops, it's okay. So we go through life and we said something and we have that freak out moment because we did something wrong, we hurt ourselves, or we should have known better. I'm too old. Why am I still doing this? Let's insert it right in. Oops, it's okay that I blank. And then once we get some of that tantra in with us, taking a big inhale from our stomach, moving up into our chest, and then exhaling out with your mouth. That simple, oops, it's okay, taking the deep inhale and the exhale out the mouth is a way to start relaxing our fight and flight and getting our parasympathetic system, the relaxed system, going. Because as we see, study and study shows, when we have more oxygen to our brain and we're more relaxed, we have more ability to think about what's going on, and we have more access to the thoughts and the ability to change our scenery. So that's what I'd really like to give as a little starter, a little tip to help you in your day-to-day challenges.
Thank you. That's a great idea. Very simple, very effective, and quite to the point. Thank you so much, Jessica. Jessica Crystal Joy, Feminine Power Specialist. And you can check out her website, www.jessicacrystaljoy.com, and find her on Twitter, Facebook, and all the other social media that I know very little about. But she'll be there, and if you know where to look, you'll find her with Jessica Crystal Joy. Thank you so much, Jessica. It's been a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for helping me, Doctor. I really enjoyed it.
Great. That's wonderful. Now, we're going to close the show just a little bit different today. And we've been talking about and with strong, beautiful women. And there's one in particular, one very dear to my family, that I want to say hello to. And that's to Amanda. Wherever you are, our hearts are with you. When you come home from your deployment, there's going to be a big Starbucks gift card just waiting for you, along with a whole family that's counting the days till we get to see you again. So for all the strong, beautiful women on deployment away from our families, today the 9 magic words are sent straight to you. God bless you. We love you. Peace be still. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and signing off for Speaking of Health at voiceamerica.com. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.